Okay, welcome to Our Lively Tribe podcast. I'm Travis.
And I'm Erin.
And it's been a while since we recorded one of these, like 6 months or so.
Because we were going to do it, like, every Wednesday.
Yeah, that fell short. By about 100 Wednesdays.
Whoops.
So, we have a lot of things that have happened since last time we recorded one. The last time we recorded, I had just left my job that I'd had for 11 years and was scared. And
you weren't scared.
But, so we've come a long way since then. You can fill us in now.
Well, woodworking still has taken off and been a blessing, and that's awesome.
Yeah, it's gone well, surprisingly.
And photography is still, knock on wood, doing so well and so enjoyable, and it's busy, and I'm constantly trying to stay on top of emails and calls and all of that, but we love it, and that is what makes it so worth it.
Yeah, it seems that, like, working for yourself is a lot more work than working for someone else.
It totally is a lot more work, but, like, you have the freedom to take the boys to school and go to my doctor's appointment and kind of make your own schedule, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
so
it's been awesome.
There are upsides, big time. Worth it, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so all of that's gone really well.
I've jumped into doTERRA a little more and or a lot more and have goals in my mindset on how I want to do that business, and I'm excited. So running with that. So three businesses and killing it in life.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. But last July we actually made a huge decision also that's going to change our lives.
Because we're not having any more kids, so don't worry.
Yet. Go ahead, honey.
So we rent our house that we currently live in right now, which we absolutely love this house. And we were kind of at a point where we were deciding, should we continue to rent? Should we buy? Should I go teach? Should we need to just sign a lease again? And we just kind of we're questioning things a lot, and we kind of realized that we have this freedom that we do work for ourselves. Why stay tied down? And I was laying in bed one night and I was watching a video of this family that was a husband and wife and their little boy, and they had sold an app and were like bajillionaires, but they were traveling the world. And I remember looking at Travis and I was like, this is so freaking cool. Like, I wish we could do that. And he kind of looked at me and laughed. He's like, well, we could. And I stopped and I kind of thought about it and I was like, oh my gosh, like, we really could. Like, we could move into our trailer and travel the US and still work and still do photography, and I could still do doTERRA, and we could actually do this. And we kind of laughed, like, really hard because it was kind of a crazy idea, but we were laughing knowing that, holy crap, like, we could do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to sign a lease at our house for one more year, and we would give ourselves a year to build our businesses a little more solid and sell all of our belongings and warn our family and friends and renovate a trailer and make it livable for a year and do it. And so we thought, okay, next June, which would be June 2017, we will hit the road full time and live on the road full time and travel and kind of do what we want. And so I think once we said it, we never looked back.
No.
We never questioned it. We never.
Well, I think we get a little worried here and there, but.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't pulled the plug, so that's good.
And I don't think we've even been near pulling the plug. I think we've been more excited more, about anything.
Yeah, more like, let's pull the plug now and go.
yeah, we're very anxious to go.
But we did like a 3-week trip up to Washington over the summer. And that was a good eye-opening experience of like, man, once you get in the groove of like doing it every day and not having a set schedule, it seems pretty incredible. And can be very addicting, I think.
Yeah, I think I told our family and friends, like, we'll be gone for 1 year. We're going to homeschool the boys on the road. We'll do 1 year. We'll be back and we'll settle back into life and stick them back into school. And in my head, I still think 1 year, because I don't know how long I could live in a trailer with four boys. But I think in Travis's mind, he doesn't have an end date. If it works, then I think it may just continue to work. And there's a lot of things that play into it, to making it work. But we'll see. And like my parents said, you know, if it doesn't work, then you turn around and you come home and, you know, you're not out anything other than our house that we live in now, you know, but we just find another place. And so I think we'll be fine. So I've followed a lot of families online and come in contact with a lot of people that do this. And they said, we planned on 1 year and it's been 6. We planned on 1 year and it's 18 months and we're not going back. And so I say a year. We'll see how it goes. But we're super, super excited.
You want to tell them about your own?
What? No. So when we had gone on our 3-week trip, I left home thinking that I had shingles and I was on an antibiotic, and then it just all went to hell after that.
Yeah, emergency room stops along the way and a lot of pain. And it turned out she's allergic to something, but we still haven't really figured it out yet. So, that's kind of crappy.
So, for our 3-week trip, that was the excitement that we were dealing with, was my breakouts and itching and pain and uncomfortable and not knowing what it was until, like, my third ER stop and dealing with that. But besides that, like, 3 weeks on the road. It was 16 days, so it wasn't quite 3 weeks.
Why did we go up there? We could go into that.
3 weeks on the road. The boys were great. They were so good. Bryce got sick at the end, and we just ended up coming straight home. But we had that option, so we did. We just came home. Whereas if we're on the road without that option, then you just don't.
Well, you just
have your home with you. Yeah, and I think the other hard part was that we did like 2 days here, 3 days there, mm-hmm. 2 days here. And so we were jumping really quick from place to place. Whereas when we do a year, we'll be in places for weeks at a time. You know, we'll do 1 week here, 2 weeks here, a week here, and move around from there. So that's it.
Why did we go up to Washington, though?
I don't know. You should talk a little. I feel like I'm hogging all the air time.
So, this trip was pretty cool for me. Well, I think for all of us, but this is not something you want to talk about already.
Whatever. No, I don't mind talking about it. It's just hard. Go ahead. Go for it.
So I was asked by Aaron's sister-in-law to marry her and her husband.
Perform the ceremony.
Yeah, perform the ceremony. And it was a pretty big honor for me, being who Amanda and Tim are to us and to Aaron.
Who is Amanda? Dita. Oh.
Dita is Aaron's late husband, Steven's little sister. So it was a pretty big, I don't know, pretty amazing thing to be asked to marry them. So that's what the trip was all about, was to go up there and perform the ceremony for them and be at the wedding. And it was such like a fulfilling and kind of circle moment for us, I felt like. At least it was for me. You know, really being like accepted into Steven's side of the family so much, in such a big way. You know, and playing a big role in that day. You know, and we were up there spending time with Steven's parents, you know, Patty and George, who mean the world to me and us. So it was like a, it was a pretty cool, cool moment.
Yeah. They're all very much the epitome of who Steven was. And so getting to be with them is like getting to hang out with Steven again. And, they each have such a piece of them that were a piece of him. And so I love getting to spend time with them, and I love how open they are to accepting Travis and who he is. And I think you and George connect on such a cool level, such an understanding of each other. Because George came into Stephen's life when Stephen was little. And, was, you know, a father figure to him. So I think he really relates to what Travis has, you know, walked into and done. So spending time with them is always, always, always very special and very fun, very loud, and just so relaxing and so fun. And so I always enjoy it, and I love that the boys get to hang out with their cousins and their aunts and now their uncle and soon to be new uncle. So it was neat when Amanda asked you to marry them. I kind of was really taken aback, and I just kind of asked her like, why are you asking Travis? 'Cause this is your, you know, your brother's, or your brother's wife's new husband. And it was just, it was full circle, but in such a weird way to me. But she had said, because he knows love better than anyone else I know. And so that was the perfect answer. And it was pretty neat. You did a good job. Mm-hmm. All right, you brought it up.
Mm-hmm. No, it was a good trip. It was perfect.
We got to spend some time at Grant's Pass with my mom's sister, Kathy, so my Aunt Kathy. And we, that was probably, yeah, that was fun. An amazing part of the trip. We took the boys on a jet boat, and that was so much fun, mm-hmm. so memorable. And we drove through a wildlife
safari awesome.
With our car, and then the animals were just like right there,
right outside your window. It was so cool. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Being able to feed the animals out your door.
Yeah, the boys loved it. They unbuckled and got to stand up and stick food in the windowsill and stuff. So
yeah, that was really cool. What else did we do that was awesome?
A lot of time at Marcinetti's.
Yeah.
Which is the best. Yeah. Super cozy, comfy place. And like home. So.
And Marcinetti are our kids' godparents.
Yeah. They're family friends of my parents, whom I've known most of my life, whose kids are now grown and away at college and doing their things. So they're godparents to the boys, and they absolutely spoil the heck out of them.
And us,
though. And us. They take really good care of us. So that, it was really fun getting, we went straight up to Northern California and saw Marcy and Eddie and stayed there for a while. And then we went up to Oregon and we stayed with Kathy. And then we went straight up to Washington and did 4 days there for the wedding. And then back down through Central Oregon and stayed in La Pine with my other aunt. And then from Lapine, we went back to Marcinez, and we were supposed to swing over to Lake Tahoe. Bryce got sick, and I was itching, and it was a lot. So we just took the 16-hour drive home and slept in our beds that night. So, But, I mean, other than that, it was a really great trip.
And then we got back, and we sold our toy hauler. And we bought a new travel trailer that's a little bit bigger.
7 feet longer.
And it has a pop-out, and we've started renovating that. Well, we started the demolition process. We haven't actually started the renovating process yet. We'll get there.
What did we do to it?
Took out the couch, took out the tables, took out some of the flooring, the carpeting, took out a wall. So we're really going to make it exactly what we think it should be. Hope it will be.
I think my idea is just to make it cozy. I don't want it to look like a trailer. I don't want it to feel like a trailer. I've learned that if you paint it all white, it really opens it up. So I think we're going to do all the cabinets white and everything white, and then add accent colors from there. Colored curtains and take out the mini blinds and just make it a really cool tiny house. Mm-hmm. It's going to be small.
It's going to be tiny.
I tell people, I say we're really cool or we're really crazy. Like one or the other. And I think we'll figure that out when we're on the road. I think it'll change. Some days we'll think we're cool and some days we'll be like, we're crazy. What are we thinking? But we really don't have a plan when we do hit the road.
No, everyone asks that. Where are you going to drive to? Where are you going to go? I have spots in mind that I know I want to see, but I don't really have an idea of when we'll get there.
In the beginning, we thought, okay, we're going to make a whole circle around the entire U.S. in 1 year and end up back here. But now, it's kind of more fun to go without a plan, which so would not have been me 6 years ago. Like, this would not have been like, what? We have no plan? I can't handle that. Travis doesn't know that, Aaron.
No, not at all.
But I'm super cool with that now, and I think it's a way better idea. I think we've talked about we do need to be in Grant's Pass in July for a family reunion. And then Steven's youngest sister is going to be getting married in August or September. And we'll go back up to Washington again for that. And then maybe when we have open dates, we shoot over to the East Coast for a while before winter. And I really want to hit Florida and do all of that. And so we're kind of just winging it. We're still photographing weddings in Temecula. We are still booking throughout the year. And if we're somewhere we need to come back, we can come back. And if I need to fly Travis back, we'll fly Travis back for the weddings to photograph them and have a second shooter and that sort of thing. So it's very important to us to keep our business here running. Because we will need that to come back too. And we love doing it and we don't want to lose that. And so we hope that people follow us and follow our journey and our adventure. And when we are back in town, you know, we'll do family sessions and shoot a wedding. And we're also looking for weddings across the whole U.S. So if anyone knows of anybody getting married, let us know. It would be really fun to just be able to photograph a wedding in another state.
Yeah, in a different sunlight.
And then to be able to say, okay, we have this wedding in November in this state. Like, we have to be there then, and that's where we're heading.
Yeah, that would be the best.
So, and then we fly grandma out, and they babysit the kids while we photograph a wedding. So, it's all doable, and it's all manageable, and we're super excited about that we have this option to take our life and our family on the road. How do the kids feel about it?
One, the oldest couldn't be more excited. He's ready to leave tomorrow. The baby is just excited if mom and dad are in the same room together. He does not care as long as we're all together. And he'll be awesome on out there. He's a wild child, so.
So they'll be 9, 7, and 3 when we hit the road. Just all had their birthdays.
And the middle child is not looking forward to it. He is very much like a homebody.
And he's the one with the medical needs and,
And we actually just went to New York City.
To New York City.
And he was actually... Let me take that back. Now that we're home, the idea of New York City is awesome. That's great. But when we're in New York City, he was not too into it.
Yeah.
He wanted to be in the hotel room.
But I mean, he's a kid. Like, we took him to Central Park, and there was a great play area, and he played hard.
If Bryce had been there, that would have been nuts for him.
Yeah, but he is definitely a different kid without his brother.
He missed his brothers, for sure, but... At the same time, when they're together, they're just fighting, so it's kind of doesn't make sense.
Love-hate relationship.
But yeah, so we went to New York City for Jake's medical stuff. And saw some specialists and doctors and had, like, nothing but a positive, I would say.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So my biggest concern is Jake will be on medication while we're gone. And it's a medication that needs to stay cold. And so refilling it in state to state... Our insurance isn't going to want that. They're going to wonder why we're refilling it here and then there and then there and then there. Why aren't we living here? And so that would cause a red flag. So the safest way to do it would be to have, like, our parents refill it and ship it to where we are. But it needs to stay cold. So then it needs to be shipped nice. So it's complicated, and we'll see how well it works. I'm not sure... It's going to be great, but we'll see. And with Jake, his doctors have already said that they'll continue to follow him from afar. And, you know, we'll just make sure we know where the nearest hospital is. And luckily
his isn't like emergency.
Depends. But he's been, knock on wood, so good for the last 3 years. This last month hit the 3-year mark of him being released from the hospital for...
That's crazy.
Yeah, he had done a 2-week stay at the hospital, and he had been in every other month since birth, every 3 to 6 months since birth, very regularly. And so at that last, when he was 3, we did 2 weeks, and I said, I'm not taking him home until I have a better plan. Like, you can't just keep sending us home and having us come right back in to be admitted. So he was put on a medication that he's on today, and that has worked wonders for him.
That's
crazy. So we're learning him, though. We're learning he gets tired a lot quicker. We're learning that a wheelchair on long days and long outings is what he needs to be in because he's too big for a stroller now. And things like that. So I think just paying attention to him while we're on the road and making sure that his needs are met and he'll be fine. And then I will be homeschooling them, which will be interesting. get my teacher on, but it's totally different when you're teaching your children. So... I'm sure it'll be fine. Second grade and fourth grade are two of my favorite grades to teach, so I'm really excited to be able to go through that curriculum again with them. And thanks to Tracy Ray, I did a lot of fourth grade teaching. Yes, and thanks to who did second grade for? I don't know, but I like those grades, so that'll be fun.
We'll see. It's gonna be way different than just classroom learning.
Yeah.
I'm going to, like, rub a poet's note on him. Like, a learning experience for him.
Okay, see who can soothe the poison oak quicker. Yeah. Ready, go.
Show him a real rattlesnake.
Eat this berry and eat this berry. See which one makes you sick.
Which one gives you diarrhea. Oh, my God. Write a report on it.
Yeah. That's why you're not teaching them. So, it'll be fun, and I think everyone we've told, everyone has said, that is so cool, I wish I could do that.
I wish I was doing that. That's what we hear. I wish I was doing that.
From most people. So, we know that we have this opportunity, like, we can't not do it now.
Yeah.
So.
And also, I don't like saying things out loud that I'm not going to accomplish, so.
Very true.
We've said this one out loud. And that's what I told you.
It's happening.
Before we told our parents, I said, if you tell them,
we're
committed to it, because I can't go back on stuff like that.
No, for sure.
So.
I think we knew from the moment we thought of it that, like, okay, like, there was no doubt. I've doubted it in ways because people are like, you're crazy.
No.
Or I get stressed with the boys, and I'm just like, I don't know if I could live in a trailer with them for a year.
That happens, like, every day, though.
That worries me.
You would say that just living in a house with them.
I would.
I don't know if I can live in a house with them anymore. I hear that all the time.
Very true.
But
boys are yucky.
I know Bryce's BO is wicked now.
Oh! And now the baby farts and, like, calls it out. Oh, God.
Oh, they're so funny.
So gross. I had to point out the pee all around the toilet tonight to Jake.
Yeah.
And he's like, I didn't do it.
It was all on the side. It was like,
So you saw it?
No, I'm just
so you saw it and you didn't clean it. So you knew it was there and you didn't clean it.
I thought Jake was going to clean it.
Thanks. No, I got on my hands and knees and I cleaned pee off the floor.
You should have made the baby do it. He's close to the floor.
The baby made another mess in the bathroom tonight.
That's awesome.
Oh my God. Don't even talk about it. Okay, what were you going to say?
What's something you're going to miss the most? Or you think you may miss the most?
Space. I think I'm really, really...
No, that's not a real thing.
Space. I'm really going to miss having my
space.
It
has to be like it's something...
A dishwasher? Laundry. My washer and dryer. That is the one thing.
No, you hate doing laundry.
I hate doing it.
You're going to miss it.
But... When we don't have clothes because we're using campground washers or a washer that fits, like, a pair of jeans and a t-shirt.
We're just going to smell like beyond campfire all the time.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. Okay, so you know when you go camping and you take a shower and you just still feel like you're camping? Like, you just don't feel clean?
It's because you're still camping.
I'm afraid I'm always going to feel like I'm camping. And that's just a yucky feeling. Like, you just don't feel clean yet.
Well, get used to the yuck.
As long as I can go get my eyebrows waxed somewhere, like, that makes me feel, like, fresh. Like,
they don't
there's
even
nothing.
Know about waxing eyebrows in, like, Wyoming.
Shut up. There is nothing better than getting
Sorry,
your eyebrows waxed. When you get your eyebrows waxed, it is, like, the freshest, cleanest feeling on your face. It feels so good. Not to get them done, but, like, after you're done, you're like, oh, you just feel, like, put together again. You wouldn't know. You're, like, a hairy beast. So, as long as I can get my eyebrows waxed, like, I think I can manage. Is that so much to ask?
What about, like, Jessica?
What about Jessica?
You're not going to miss her?
Oh!
That's what I meant when I said, what are you going to miss the most?
You didn't say who.
Well, I just assumed you would pick something important, not, like,
well,
laundry.
Jessica and I don't even get to see each other. She lives 30 minutes away, 15 minutes away, and we never see each other. We talk every single day on the phone. We text every single day about everything. So our lives are, her and my life is not going to change at all. Our relationship will still completely remain the same. What am I going to miss? Date nights.
Oh, yeah, we won't have those.
Calling a grandma
Bryce
and being
won't be
like,
old enough.
Don't you miss them? Don't you want to come babysit them? Marisa, can we just take Marisa with us?
Not for $13 an hour, we can't.
Oh, yeah, that'd be expensive. Oh.
Whatever, Mike and Kelsey will probably take her.
They could probably afford her too. I will miss date nights. We'll definitely have to take advantage of those when we
when we're with family.
When we're with family and stuff. Sneaking out.
No, we're going to go stay with Patty and George for a long time, and they can the kids can just stay with them.
Ah.
Then it will be vacation time.
Perfect. Done.
Yeah.
I hope they listen to this so they're prepared. Marcy Netty?
Text it to her.
They should.
Oh, yeah. We should leave them there during all summer. And while we're traveling.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea.
Smart. Patty's asked to have the boys, like, for a week over the summer. So
yeah,
we'll make
well,
it, like,
that
4 weeks.
We'll put some place awesome.
So, I think date nights, I mean, because you don't get that. There's not much privacy. There's a wall. And it's going to be interesting. We'll make it work. So, what are you going to miss?
What am
CrossFit.
I going to miss?
I'm going to miss CrossFit. Where? CrossFit.
Not the exercise of CrossFit.
Your ladies in the morning.
Everything.
Your ladies.
About CrossFit. I don't know. Everything.
You better not be, like, depressed about it, or I will send you back.
I'd be a little depressed about it. It's like one of the biggest parts of my life.
Other than me and the boys. And
except one of.
Mm-hmm. So it's me, the boys, and CrossFit.
It's probably a pretty good...
Ew.
Well, think of how important it is for me, though.
Like, at 5, okay, I figured it out. I figured it out.
FaceTime everyone?
Yeah, at 5
a.m.
class.
And I could
do
a workout with them.
Is it 5:30 or 5?
5:30.
Okay, 5:30 class. Jamie, are you listening? Jamie's going to FaceTime you.
What if we're in the forest? It's dark.
Jamie's going to FaceTime you at 5:30, and you can do the WOD with them. Make it work with a tree branch. Squat a rock.
Squat a rock. Kettlebell swing a rock. Yeah.
Wall ball a rock. You can make it work. See? And they'll all be there cheering you on and yelling at you.
Such a hater.
I'm not a hater.
Mm-hmm.
No. So besides CrossFit, are you going to miss anything else?
Yeah, I think we'll miss our family more than we think. We see them a lot.
We do. We will miss them.
You know, that's...
I think we'll be back more than we think as well.
I kind of think that too.
I think we'll be back in town more than we expect and be seeing each other, especially if we're booking weddings and we're able to make the drive in a day or two. Like, I think we're going to look at it and be
that's
like,
the thing, yeah.
Let's just go home. The boys can see everybody. We can, you know, you can go to CrossFit.
You're so out of shape.
I thought you were building, like, a mini CrossFit thing on the back of the trailer.
I want to. There's a lot of wants that I want
True.
To do.
Well, I think we've talked about moving into the trailer at the end of April. And living in it for about a month and a half before we actually hit the road. So if there are changes we need to make to the trailer and things we need to do differently, we have time to fix it while we're here. The boys will still have like a month and a half of school, so we've talked about that. So that's only in 5 months, which is a little freaky. We have a lot to do in that short amount of time, so.
So if you want some stuff of ours?
Come over and pick it up.
Yep.
Just pick it up. Just take it, please. We have so much crap to get rid of.
It's yours.
Done. That was easy.
Yeah. No one's here yet. All right. Anything else for tonight?
No.
Okay, you get to sign off.
What's our next topic?
I don't know.
We need topic ideas. So if you have questions, write it in the comments on my blog.
Are you going to share this?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Or you can email us at... I don't think we have an email for our lively tribe. Just message me. I don't think anyone's listening to this that doesn't know me. Or you.
Probably not.
I don't think anyone's listening to this.
Not right now. We're recording it still, so.
Well, I know that. I don't think anyone's going to. But if they do, awesome.
If you do, let us know.
Let us know what you want to know.
Yeah.
All right. Peace out. Signing off. Adios. What do you say?
I like peace out. I love that.
All right. Peace out.